I don't know. Jeez, I'm getting near the end of my show here, and already I'm getting bummed out. Well, you know, Valentine's Day. When you're alone, night and I. You know, I had a dream last night that Clint Eastwood and I were together. Now, come on, I'm not funny or anything like that. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those, you know. I'm just saying that if I did go that way, and if Clint were willing to reciprocate for some whatever reason, you know, you get a thump on the head, you change your lifestyle, who knows. I think I'd put the move on Clint. If he'd have me. You know, that's not saying he would. I mean, he's a man's man. There's no way he's going to do that. But if, for some reason, he did, then last night I had a dream about Clinton. Well, we were having our Valentine's Day party, and we had spent a nice day, Valentine's Day, walking hand in hand through the various Smithsonian exhibitions. I was admiring the Aztec pottery. Clint was admiring the old weaponry on display. Well, we went back to the house, and Clint decided to call some of his buddies that were alone on Valentine's Day to share with us. I thought it was a nice idea, but what it turned into was a big party, a choir practice, as policemen call it. And Clint and his boys were playing cards, and I was making the hors d'oeuvres. I was hopping around with lots of stuffed mushrooms and crackers and cheese, keeping the white wine coming. When suddenly, Clint, who gets mean when he drinks, grabbed me and started to kiss me roughly. I said, "Stop it, Clinton, you're hurting me." But no, he wouldn't be denied. And his buddies, all chomping cigars, looked at me, and they wanted a piece of the action. And Clint looked at them and said, "Hey, if you want it, take it." And I said, "Wait a minute, Clinton, please." Yeah, Clinton, no, but he wouldn't be denied. And all his nasty friends chewing on cigars with beer bellies took me. It was awful. And even Clint every now and then would jump in and cut him a slice. It was awful. And Clint was a man of tremendous capability and endurance. Clint was capable of achieving Shangri-La 6 times a night. So you know what I'm in for. 6 times this guy could achieve Shangri-La. I mean, he did it on numerous occasions, and I knew he could. So there he is, cheering his buddies on, and they're brutalizing me. Every now and then, he'd brutalize me. Finally, from the strain of it all, I fainted. I just fainted dead away. And when I came to, Clint was standing over me with the hydraulics pointed right between my eyes. And as I stared up at him terrified, he looked down at me and said,
"I know what you're thinking, punk. Did I fire 5? Did I fire 6? Well, in all this excitement, I kind of forgotten myself. So the question you have to ask yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?"
I don't know. You were in the line a couple of times, and I just knew it. I'm going to make a break for it. I think you went 6.
Why not give that special someone some...